All right, let's first pray. Father in heaven, thank you for a good day of Guinness. Thank you, Lord, for helping Brother Decker be able to preach this morning. Thank you for helping him in his health, Lord God. Continue to help him to a full recovery, Lord God. Thank you for helping the weather not to be bad today, Lord God, and the rain not to be bad on the roads. And thank you for allowing everybody to come to youth. And just thanks for giving us a good day so far. Help me as I preach this lesson, Lord God, to be able to do a good job and help the messages tonight. And whatever everybody else says after church, Lord God, just keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So my lesson is actually a lot like Sister Perseus's. I titled it, God's Will for Today. So we all reach a stage in our lives where we all ask questions about our future. Questions such as, where should I live? What house should I buy? If I'm going to go to college, where should I apply? Who should I marry? What career should I commit to? Last summer, I spent a lot of time thinking about these questions and worrying about where I would be, a year from then. And I still worry about those things now sometimes, because I don't really have a steadfast plan of what I'm going to do after school. But it's a human characteristic to worry about the future, whether it be an hour from now or a year from now. We have a habit to worry. But in the Bible, in Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. So God doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow because we can't do anything about tomorrow. We can only assess what happens today. God wants us to live today as if there is no tomorrow. This is His will for us every day that we must fulfill. Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. This is why we say, Lord willing, because we're not promised tomorrow. You know, we might say, well, Lord, we'll not do this next week or next year because we can't say it for sure. But there's some things God wants us to do daily for Him. And one of those things is stay pure and avoid all sin. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3, it says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Now, that's just one sin, but you can implement any sin into that. You could implement lying, murder, cheating, anything. God doesn't want us to sin, and that's a known will of God every day, and we don't have to worry about the future of that because we have to live in that every day. Another thing He wants us to do is have a desire to serve Him, be persistent in prayer, and then always give thanks no matter what the circumstance may be. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to, raise our hand during the songs and praise Him. He wants us to pray without ceasing. He doesn't want us to take, if we're a little bit rushed, He wants us to take that 2 extra minutes to pray. And He wants us to give thanks. The Ten Commandments, He wants us to obey those daily. At a certain age, we all learn the Ten Commandments, and everybody goes through Sunday school to learn them. But as soon as we know what they are, we should start, doing those things. Questions we should be asking about today. What will I study on today? Who will I talk to? What will I do if temptation comes my way? What will I do to make sure God isn't blocked out of my mind? We're going to have busy days. We're going to have days where we don't do absolutely anything. But the devil is always going to work on us. The devil's going to do his best to keep us so busy that we don't give any time to God, and that we don't have time to pray or study or read devotionals. So we need to make sure before it even starts, when am I going to find time to pray? When am I going to find time to study? And we have to make sure we're ready when the devil comes our way. And how can we practice these things? Read and pray, morning and night. It's good to wake up in the morning and pull out your Bible or pull out your phone and read the Bible. And then pray before and after you read. Give thanks for everything you have. I think we're all very blessed that everybody in this room has 2 shoes on right now. And that when the winter comes, it's going to get very cold here. Most people have a jacket. When there are some people that don't have a home for the winter. So we need to give thanks for those things because in an instant, like real, real fast, they can be taken away. We need to be cautiously open-minded. We need to go into a day where we might meet somebody and we might have to show them the way of God. We might have to read them a scripture or something. We don't know. We don't want to go into a day saying, I'm not going to talk to anybody, or I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. But we also don't want to be careless with what we go into our day with. We don't want to be open-minded to sin or to go hang with bad people. We should give when we can. If we have the chance, if we find some money, give some of that money to God. Give that some money to somebody that maybe needs it. We need to give God all the time we can, not just a scheduled time. We shouldn't say, well, at 12 o'clock, I'm going to read and pray, and then I'll be done for the day. Because at 12 o'clock, something might come up, and you might be busy. So if you have an extra 5 minutes here or 10 minutes here, get on your knees and pray, or read a devotional, or pull out your Bible and just start reading. And most importantly, listen to the voice in your head that tells us to give God more time. Because the devil is not going to do that. The devil is going to try to block your mind with bad thoughts and thoughts that are going to pull you away from God. But that voice that says you should do this, you should do this for God, we got to listen to that, because that's God's telling us we should give him more time. And that's all I have.